Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Very pleasant good afternoon to you. The Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us online at stevejonesshow.com. If you miss any of our shows live, go to the podcast page. Also follow us on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. Got a Facebook page as well. Got links to podcasts, the stories we talk about, and so much more. Of course, if you want to listen to us live from anywhere, download our WKOK app. You can go to either Google Play or the Apple App Store and search WKOK. Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, our Friday edition of the show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Beverage supermarket, of course, with great specials throughout the week. Check out the pickle bar, stock up on your snacks, domestics, imports, soda, water, much more for you at Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Well, it's been a busy week here on the Steve Jones Show. Earlier this week, we had a chance to speak with Kenny Albert from NHL on NBC and Westwood One. And Stanley Cup will be back underway tomorrow night in San Jose with the Pittsburgh Penguins, two wins away from clinching their first Stanley Cup since 2009. NBA playoffs with the finals now underway. With Golden State 15-point victory last night. So we have to wait, though, till Sunday night for game number two. Out in California. As we talk sports with you between now and 5 this afternoon, you can reach us at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565.
Yes, I made it from. I made it over. All right.
I knew you were going to get here. Not a worry in the world.
We buzzed through the first nine holes in less than 2 hours. And then when we made the turn, the next seven holes, we were backed up. And I'm talking, it took us 3 hours.
Any rain hold you up?
Oh, rain did not hold us up, but we got poured on for 10 holes. Poured on. When we finally got to 11, it finally stopped raining. It was like, oh, thank goodness. Oh, feeling so much better now.
So who's golfing? Who was golfing in your group?
I had one of the prime sponsors, HRI, which is a construction road construction unit that's headquartered here in State College. In fact, they're the ones doing all the bridge work on Interstate 78 right now. So that's who. You know, so great guys. Really like them very much. We had a great day. We are going to have on the show today certainly a fair sampling of the interviews that we did today. That would include Sean Morris of BTN, Pete Lisicki, one of the great players here in Penn State history, Jarrett Stevens, one of the great players here in Penn State history, Mr. Girardi was out there today as well.
Nice. Mr. Girardi. To wait till next week for DJ. Great.
No, we're getting him next week, though.
Absolutely.
We are getting him next week.
Sure. Just don't have to wait till next week to get a double dose.
Right. Yeah. Right. The great man, he confused me today.
How so?
Because Mr. Girardi, when he plays in these tournaments, only uses a 7-iron and a putter. He will only participate from 60 yards in. I was out at the 14th hole, a par 3, And of course, he didn't hit. In fact, I drove that green this morning. We ended up getting a birdie on the hole. But they put it 18 feet to the right, twisting putt. First guy up, swish. Dick Girardi. So, of course, he's texting me. And I told him, I said, look, I described it on the radio. I mean, it's, you know. So, he's having a good time out there today. So, Mr. Girardi as well. So, we'll have our fair share of people to get to here on the show today. Why not? We've been on a roll here with people for weeks now. Weeks. And that's the way we like it. Give you more voices to hear and more perspectives to hear.
And I got three or four more I was going to run past you during the break.
Oh, good. Okay. One of them isn't the suit, is it?
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. Kind of look at him as the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard dry dock. Let's... yeah, just kidding. Last night, the NBA Finals. Oh, for Cleveland, the bad news is this. Thompson and Curry didn't play well, and they still lost by 15 points.
They locked them down pretty good, though, so would you consider... they'll continue to do that for the rest of the series? Just stick with the same thing and just try to get more points from their bench?
Well, but here's my thought process on that. Last night doesn't really tell you anything. And the reason last night doesn't tell you anything is this. For one thing, Cleveland did have the easier path in. If you play in the Eastern Conference, you are going to have an easier path in. They also had a lot of time off. Meanwhile, the Warriors just went through a tough, mentally grinding, seven-game series with Oklahoma City. But the Warriors have also just played, so they're actually in a natural game rhythm. And it looked it last night. They looked like a team in a natural game rhythm last night. And I think that was the part that really impressed me was that, you know, they just went from one right into the next and just kept on playing. They didn't have, there's no rust to shake off at all. They were in rhythm. In fact, I don't think people realize, I mean, think about it. Golden State's now won four games in a row. And those four games have been against Durant, Westbrook, and Oklahoma City, and Love, Irving, and James from Cleveland. It's a pretty impressive four-game winning streak. So last night doesn't really tell you anything. I think you get a real feel for where everything is in the series in terms of who really is better and what kind of rhythm they're in based on what we see in game two. I think that will start to be the real indicator about where it is. But it was a big advantage. There were a couple big advantages Golden State last night. They had three huge advantages. Number one, their bench was terrific. Number two, in rhythm because they just played game seven the other day. Number three, they played at home. So three big advantages that they had over Cleveland last night. Now, Cleveland now is going to go into a situation where they're both in the same rhythm from game to game, and Cleveland's going to have to make some adjustments. I know LeBron James had great numbers last night. I didn't think he played well. I just felt that he looked at times like he was trying to rush. And instead of trying to go 90, he's going to have to scale it back and maybe go double nickels here. Let's go 55 at times. You know, pick your spots as to when you go 90. But I think he wanted it too much a little bit last night. Kevin Love played great. Kyrie Irving did not. Curry and Thompson, not their best nights. And the bench, Livingston, people forget Livingston's a former lottery pick. Yeah, he's a first-round lottery guy. And, I mean, let's give him credit where credit's due. I mean, he played a whale of a game last night, but so did Bogut, and so did Azili, and so did, I mean, they just really, you know, Barbosa played really well, especially at that one stretch in the second quarter last. played terrific. But I wouldn't judge too much off game one just yet. I would get a better feel after watching game two to see if Golden State really is that good against Cleveland in the matchup, or whether having Cleveland now back into a game rhythm does make a difference as to how they play. And I think, you know, those are factors that, you know, these aren't excuses. These are just factors you've got to factor in. Cleveland, yeah, you say, yeah, they're rested. But sometimes you can be, you know, this time of the year you can be too rested. They're basketball players. They're used to a certain rhythm as to how many days they play. And you want to eliminate a team as quickly as possible. You would like to put your feet up for a couple days. But there's also something to be said about the mental side of the game of having to lock in to win three straight must-win games, which is what the Warriors had to do. And then, you know, it really helped the Warriors last night to go from the natural rhythm of seven to game one, but also do it in a relatively quick span where it really feels like the season is just continuing for them and they're not trying to start over again. Some ways, Cleveland's out there looking around saying, okay, we're waiting here, but they're also in a position where you have to start over again. So, we've got several people we're going to talk to today. Looking forward to it very much. We will come back with more in a moment. We are brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Great to have you with us. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Nothing like it. Best selection of beer anywhere. I'll tell you right now, a cold one would feel pretty good right about now. Looking forward to... So we got Jared Stevens on today, Sean Morris on today. All right. Well done. And Pete Lisicki on today. So, yeah. We were talking about, and the Stanley Cup final, by the way, does not resume until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So it'll be 5 Eastern out there. And, So there we got a lot going on here. A lot going on. And we got more coming up as time goes. I know, Sean, you're going to be a rundown of some things you wanted to run past me. I got your email. You misspelled resignation.
That one's supposed to go to you. Let's get you and Drew mixed up.
That's always been a standard joke I've had when people say, did you get my email? I said, yeah, but you misspelled resignation. What? yeah, we got a lot going on today.
Yeah, be with you till 5, and then, of course, we'll have the late afternoon news roundup of Jennifer Wakeman. She'll be with you till 6:30, then we crank into Phillies Brewers tonight at 6:30. Velasquez and Nelson will be pitching tonight.
Yeah, that's good. It'll be a good one. Big weekend series with them. You know what? I mean, look, I think they've done everything you can ask them to do. And, I mean, what were the expectations? I think everybody's been expecting them to come back down there. The problem is they don't score enough runs. And when you don't score enough runs, it just puts so much pressure on everybody. And I mean, it puts pressure on the fielder. It puts pressure on the pitcher. You know, it puts pressure on every part of the ball club when you can't score enough runs. And it just changes that margin of error. It's just, and it's dramatic as to what it changes.
Cody Ashe was on the 15-day DL. He'll be back in the lineup tonight at left field.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. That one I don't know. I'm not quite on board with him yet. And maybe Philly fans are. They really like him. I'm not quite there with him yet. I just have a sense or a feel that there are better options for the Phillies. That's just me. I just feel like at the moment he's doing a roster spot. I don't know what you think, but I mean that's what I see. That's what I see in him. I just feel like he's not quite there. He's good enough to be in the major leagues, but like you look at a guy like Mikhail Franco. All right, Mikhail Franco is a guy that you can just tell has a feel for being a long-term major league guy. I mean, really productive long-term major league guy. That even if he's not hitting for average, he's gonna be able to drive in some runs for you. And is a big bat. And Cody Ashe, I'm not there yet. Just not. Well, it doesn't mean they have better options in the minor league system. They may not, but I'm just not quite on board. I also think that, you know, if you think Tommy Joseph can hit, play him. That's what I do. I'd play him. I would not mess around.
I only haven't so far. I mean, he'll be batting cleanup tonight. So,
yeah. I mean, the heck with Ryan Howard. Play him. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're going to talk with Pete Lisicki. Talked to him earlier today at the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament, one of the truly great scorers in the history of Penn State basketball and the Big Ten. In fact, it took 16 years for his three-point record in the conference to be broken. I don't mean the Penn State record. I mean the conference record to be broken.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up on the cold ones right now. Imports, domestic microbrews. I mentioned beer, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. Pickle bar is second to none. This guy loves the dills and the barrels. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Still to come in the show today, Sean Morris from Big Ten Network, former Nittany Lion great Pete Lisicki, one of the great shooters in the history of the Big Ten, and in a few moments, Jarrett Stevens, one of the great players in Penn State basketball history at the Coaches versus Cancer Tournament that took place today at the Penn State Golf Course. In fact, it's continuing right now. Mr. Girardi, so far, is on a roll with the putter. On the back nine. Time now for this day in sports history. In 1851, the New York Knickerbockers became the first baseball team to wear uniforms. They wore straw hats, white shirts, and blue trousers. Can you imagine the suit wearing a straw hat? Stop laughing.
Well, a few years ago, he went to Steelers training camp. I don't know if he wore... I don't know if you wore like, you know, kind of like what Bill Cowher used to wear. kind of like the summer Latrobe straw hat.
Look, if Cower wore it, you know darn well he attempted to.
Right.
I mean, there is a crush there that just I can't explain.
Luckily, this was long before smartphones and Instagram and all that stuff. Luckily for us.
Would have been crushed. 1932, Lou Gehrig became the first American League player to hit four home runs in one game. 1980, ESPN began televising the College World Series. Did a lot for college baseball, continues to. ESPN's coverage has been great of it. And in 2003, Sammy Sosa, then with the Chicago Cubs, broke his bat when he grounded out against the Tampa Bay Rays. The bat he was using was corked because the cork flew all over the field. Just another unfortunate incident in the career of Sammy Sosa. That's this day in sports history. Jared Stevens, one of the true greats in the history of Penn State basketball. His brother Dwayne, in fact, happens to be an assistant coach for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. He played here in the late 90s. He helped Penn State get to the 98 NIT Final Four, the 2000 NIT Final Four as well. Then went on to play professionally. And today, he was out at the Penn State golf courses, struggling mightily to get through a Permonte Brothers sandwich.
I'm having one of those sandwiches, and I have to say it is amazing. I felt like I was on Man versus Food. So it's really, really, really incredible.
You do whatever you can to get back to this as often as possible. What is it about the event, but also about being back here that's special to you?
Oh, well, Penn State is home to me, and anytime I have an opportunity to come home and participate in something as great as this, you know, it's a wonderful cause. It's a very important cause. A lot of people are being affected by it, whether it's family or friends or anything. I want to be a part of it. You know, it's not just a reunion weekend for us. We really care about this. You know, this started when I was here as a freshman, and ever since then, you know, it's been something that it's been important to me. And however long they'll have it, I'll be here. So
you're able to continue your career after Penn State, play pro ball for a while. What was the experience like for you?
It was great, just being in so many different countries and different cultures and things like that. It was great just to be able to put that required language into use, you know.
Yeah.
That my parents made me take when I was in the sixth grade. So,
good for them.
So it was great. It was the experience. You meet at so many different people, and just living in different cultures and things like that. It was awesome, and I wouldn't trade it in for the world.
What was the easiest one to assimilate to, and what was one of the more difficult challenges assimilating into another culture?
Probably, the easiest place I would say for me was probably Germany, just because everyone spoke English.
Yeah.
My first year coming out, you know, I'm fresh out of school and I'm in a foreign country and I can't understand anything that anyone is saying. But I had great teammates that would help me. And then after a while, I would people would help me on the street. Like if I went to the grocery store, the people at the grocery store would help me to, you know, and they would point to things and say, this is how you say this and this. And so that was great. And then I learned like basketball phrases and the funny thing is I learned numbers by my calling card.
Okay.
You know, because I didn't know how many minutes I had on my calling card.
Right.
So I had to learn the numbers. That's how I learned Italian numbers. It was absolutely incredible. But yeah, it was, there are so many things, because different places, there's different things that you love about certain places that you may not love about other places. But all in all, I didn't have any like horror stories about, you know, maybe not getting paid and things like that. But I had a really good experience, got a chance to win a championship. Yep. Over in Portugal. So the experience for me was great, and I would recommend it to anyone.
in the end between going to Penn State and then what you did in your pro career, how well-rounded now do you feel in life because of all the experiences?
Because Penn State made me into the man that I am today, you know, with just growing up, coming in as, like, you know, this young boy, you know, from, you know, Detroit, Michigan, and then coming and seeing, like, you know, Central Pennsylvania and you know, going to a football game with, you know, 100,000 people there, and then my first experience in playing in front of, you know, 15,000 people at the Jordan Center. It was like this was everything I could imagine, you know. And I would say, you know, as far as life and everything, this is where I met my wife. So I can't. And, like, the friendships that I've built over the years and I've kept over the years, I can't describe, you know, the love and, you know, the happiness that I have for Happy Valley. So this is definitely home for me.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back home. Give everyone an indication of today what you're doing, because obviously the basketball life is over with. Unlike Dwayne, who your brother, who continues on as Tom Izzo's top assistant, you know, tell us about your life today.
Currently, I just started about almost a year ago with a company called EV Hoops, out of Philadelphia, which is a pre-draft, NBA pre-draft scouting, which is very very interesting. You know, you think that you know a lot about professional basketball and college basketball and exactly what to look for, but it takes time, and obviously this is something that I want to grow into, maybe latching on with a team itself, but it's definitely a learning experience, and I've had a great time doing it, and you know, hopefully next year at this time I can tell you that the team that I'm scouting for is in the NBA championship. So,
what do you look for now that you didn't realize you should have looked for before? Because now you say you see it in a different way.
As far as if I'm looking for a player, I'm looking for, like, me, I'm huge on toughness.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if a guy is tough. You know,
you were the embodiment of that here. So
yeah, I just, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, you got to put it all out there. If you put it all out there, you know, if coaches are going to respond to that in any type of way, whether, you know, you're going hard for an offensive rebound, you may get the foul, but at least you're going hard. And that's what I look for. But I mean, there's a lot of different factors, but that's my main thing. You know, I look for who's the toughest person on the floor.
I know you're following this closely. When you see the class that Pat brought in and some swirl of excitement around it, how do you feel about where the program is right now?
Oh, I think it's going in a direction that's great, that very fast. I'm really excited about the season, actually. In 2 weeks, I'll be up, and I'll get a chance to meet with the guys and work with them all week. I'll be up working the basketball camp, so I'll get a chance to sit around with them, pick their brains. They can pick my brain, and just have fun with them. Teach them everything that I know, and exactly what is coming from high school. You know, it's a different beast. You know, everything is a lot faster. You know, it doesn't make a difference how fast you think that you're playing in high school. It's a lot faster when you get to college. So any type of wisdom that I can impart in them is I'm an open book. So I hope that they respond well to me, but I think that Coach Chambers and his staff, I think that they're going in the right direction, and they're very soon to turn this thing around. So,
part of a way I stay in contact with how you're doing is, you know, whenever I see Dwayne, I say, "Hey, how's Jared doing?" You know, and he always right away will tell me what's going on with you. Are you surprised that A, he got into coaching, and B, that it's been this kind of road for him where it's lasted this long?
No, I thought that he was always someone who had that teaching type mentality in him, and I think this his perseverance. I think that he's someone that has a dream of being an NCAA head coach. I think that he's had
he should be.
He's had some opportunities, but I think that when you're on. You're coming from a program like Michigan State and things like that. I think that you want the right situation, and I think that he's waiting for the right situation. But I think that he's definitely comfortable, and you know who wouldn't be comfortable, you know, coaching behind Tom Izzo.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that he's he's one of the greats, and. You know, I think that he'll take his time, but I think when the right situation comes up, he'll be ready.
It is great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on, and anytime I could be of help, let me know.
Jared Stevens, one of the all-time greats here at Penn State.
Great to have him on board. Great to have him back. And he's now doing a lot of scouting out of Philadelphia, and so when the NBA draft rolls around, he's probably going to be a guy we're going to talk to a little bit about that, because he's doing a lot of scouting right now on the pro level. We will come back with more in a moment. Still to come, Sean Morris from BTN, Pete Lisicki as well, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
We shot high in May
and had a lot of happy customers.
At Sunbury Motors Ford, we shot for 101 sales in May,
and we were so, so close.
Now, we're determined to do it in June,
and you'll be the winner.
101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before.
SMC is where you want to be
during the month of June, because new Fords will be discounted to the lowest price possible. Plus, we'll give you more for your trade.
SMC is where you want to be
if you want to choose from 45 new Escapes starting at $19,880.
SMC is where you want to be
if you want to choose from 123 new Ford trucks with F-150s starting at $23,749.
Save over 11 grand.
SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for up to 60 months on Fusions, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, and F-150s. Sunbury Motors Ford will reach the goal of selling 101 new Fords in June. Our goal is your gain. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 101 years.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Sean was telling me during the break some of the people he reached out to be on the show, such as Phil Steele, who's one of the best. He also told me he reached out to Stan Saverin. You know, Stan Saverin was unbelievably good broadcasting Penn State football on TV with George Paterno on the old TCS replay show. And Stan was a real pro's pro. We used to do a roundtable for the pregame with Joe Paterno. And it's something Nelson Goldberg came up with. And I think it's, I want to say it's, we started doing the roundtable thing. You know, maybe in 83 we started doing it. And so it was Stan, George, John Grant, Gil Santos, and me. And look, I'm the junior partner in this. I mean, I am absolutely the junior partner in this. And I learned so much from Gil. I learned a lot from John. But the one guy in there, especially when I was, came time for me to ask questions of Joe in the pregame. You know, I'm 25 at the time. So, you know, so it's 1983. I'm 25 years old.
And I can tell you right now, I didn't sit there as a 25-year-old and think I had all the answers. I'm sitting here now at 58, I can tell you I don't have all the answers. And for some reason, I didn't want to look like I didn't know what I was doing in front of, obviously, Gil, John, whatever, but for some reason in front of Stan, because I just thought Stan was just so good at what he was doing. And he treated me as the equal of all equals and treated me with such respect that it's something that really meant a lot to me early in my career. I cannot say enough good things about the kind of pro he is. I mean, he's really smart to begin with. I mean, really smart. A really good play-by-play guy in his own right. The door should have been open to him doing more play-by-play in his career. But really, so Sean mentioned they're going to try and get him on the show. And Stan, you know, Stan's special guy. Old friend, special guy. I'd be thrilled to get him on the show.
And we're lining up old friends. Kim Jones yesterday, possibly Stan next week.
I know, it's the Steve Jones old friend tour. you know, nothing like it. Nothing like it being on the Steve Jones old friend tour. It'll
be like Flashback Friday every day.
Yeah. Actually, God, I'd love to get Gil on the show. Just for old time's sake. I mean, you have no idea. You know, I've talked to groups. Hey, how lucky you feel that you're doing this. There's not a day that I don't wake up and I don't feel like, wow, this is, wow. Because, look, you feel like you're lucky to be in the spot. And the people you worked with, I mean, I was so lucky early in my career, the people whom I learned from. I learned from Gil Santos. I learned from Stan Saverin. I learned from John Grant. I learned from Fran Fischer. Wow. Could you have been handed four better role models? You can't. Now, I don't want to leave George Paterno out of it, but I mean, you know, I learned a lot about football from George. All right, George, a really, really smart football guy. Really smart football guy. So, yeah, I learned a lot of football from George, too. But the actual broadcasting part of it, those four guys, you know, a little bit different category than George.
Well, the gentleman now that does Patriots football on the radio network that took over after Gil Santos retired, Bob Soci, who would do a lot of college basketball on CBS Sports Network. And Bob was in Lewisburg a few years back when Bucknell won the Patriot League championship, when, of course, Dave Paulson was here and Mike Muscala. And after the game, stopped at Sheets, Route 15, Lewisburg, look over at the register, is Bob Soci getting a pit stop before heading back up north.
We've had Bob on the show. We've had Bob on the show when he was at Navy. And then we've had Bob on the show as the play-by-play guy for the Patriots. Bob is first of all, Bob is an outstanding broadcaster, excellent professional, but as nice a guy as you'd want to meet. So he's just a good, good guy. He earned his spot in the NFL. He earned it. Let's see. Big 12 approved a title game today, which we all knew was going to happen anyway. They get to really, you know, I think the top two teams are going to go head-to-head. They'll start the championship game in a year. It was a unanimous vote that the Big 12 will do that. All right, that's fine. That's a step. And one of the guys in my group today, Jeff Lamb, who was the president at HRI, had been in Cincinnati for a while, so he saw a fair amount of Cincinnati Bearcat football, basketball. And he asked if he thought maybe the door was open to them going to the Big 12, and I do think the door is open to them. But you can't just expand for expansion's sake, because remember, if you do expand, that means you're cutting up the financial pie into more slices. And it has to be the kind of expansion that bloats the pie, thus, even though there are more slices, the slice is bigger than it was before. I don't know if Cincinnati does that. That would be interesting to figure out, because at least they're a bigger market. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies, News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury.